Voters in Illinois held their statewide primary election yesterday. A former top Clinton aide won a key congressional race in Chicago, and a lingering bribery and corruption scandal is giving Democrats the hopes of capturing the governor's mansion. Shirley Jihad of Chicago Public Radio reports.
The man who won the Republican primary for Illinois governor shares the same last name as the incumbent. Jim Ryan, the Illinois Attorney General, is trying to distance himself from George Ryan, the scandal-plagued governor, in the effort to win Illinois' top office. But Democrats are going to do their best to connect the two Ryans. Democrats can smell the opportunity to capture the governor's mansion in Illinois for the first time in a quarter of a century. That's largely because of the cloud of corruption that hangs over Republican Governor George Ryan. He's known nationally for imposing a moratorium on the death penalty, but locally his tenure has been haunted by a bribery scandal. In one of the biggest Illinois political corruption cases in memory, when Governor George Ryan was Secretary of State, workers took bribes to give unqualified motorists driver's licenses. Then they put that money into Ryan's campaign coffers. On the Democratic side, Congressman Rod Blagojevich squeaked past two other competitors to win the Democratic primary for governor, and he came out swinging against the Republicans.
For 25 years, 25 long years, the Republicans in Springfield have sold us short and sold us out.
Blagojevich is giving up his congressional seat to make the run for governor. A former top aide to President Clinton won the Democratic primary to replace Blagojevich as congressman representing Chicago's north and northwest sides. Rahm Emanuel beat former state lawmaker Nancy Kazak. The victory virtually guarantees a House seat since the district is so largely Democratic, the general election is usually just a formality. For NPR News, I'm Shirley Jihad in Chicago.